Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's actually beyond Good Day. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to transform Chicken Cacciatore into a beautiful princess. And you'll hear that right here on the air on the Good Day program. All right, food in the focus.
I always get hungry when we have Louis on.
Really? Too early for Chicken Cacciatore.
I don't know, man. That sounds good. Yeah.
Really? Never too early for Chicken Cacciatore?
Never too early.
Never. Why isn't there Fish Cacciatore?
There is.
Is there?
Yeah, it's just the sauce.
Yeah, it's just sauce.
Okay.
Anything you want.
Anyway, talk about Fish Cacciatore. How about Pheasant Cacciatore?
Sure, why not? It's a fowl.
Venison Cacciatore?
Sure.
I guess you could.
All right.
How about Bunny Rabbit Cacciatore?
Rabbit Cacciatore.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he's just
more in West Virginia than here. But
Thumper Cacciatore.
Thumper Cacciatore.
There we go. So from the Story of the Day department, all of the stories from Roberta Ricci and me this are giving you there's a certain amount of food for thought in everything that we present to you. Some of it's silly, some of it's serious. Here's the story from a worker's perspective, where how many of you have found yourself in this position? Angry, angry, angry at work. Really ticked off at the boss. Rich, you've never had that experience, right?
No.
Never.
Never.
Never. And Roberta?
I'm a laid-back guy.
I know you are, yeah, right.
Really, really angry?
Yeah.
No, right. It's not worth the energy.
Here's a worker who got so angry, lost his temper, because he got fired. He was working at a stress ball packing plant.
These never end well.
Stress ball packing plant. He was under great stress. Darren Baldwin is his
stress
name.
Ball, those little squeezy balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. He lost his temper and punched his boss and then took two knives. He was fired. This is a temporary job. He just had started. He punched his boss, then he chased him around the warehouse with a couple of knives. According to the prosecutor, the people in this factory knew he had knives with him at work, and he was very unhappy at work. He was threatening the boss, and he said, if you guys tell anybody about this, I'm going to cut you up. So yeah. This guy's a very sane,
you know what?
Citizen.
We've all been in a position where we've had to fire somebody.
Right.
And you pretty much know before you go in to do the deed how it's going to go.
Yep.
And there have been two situations where I've had a cop standing by when I did.
Really?
Yeah.
When you sent somebody out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody
I don't know if you remember the one guy, Steve. I won't give you his last name, but
remember Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, they make comments, they say things, they act in certain ways that makes you think, okay, this could be a situation, and why go there? Mm-hmm. So let's just have somebody standing here. So that when I say, and I don't have them standing there when I say, you're fired.
Right.
But then, you know, I'm sorry, your services are no longer needed. Please collect your things and leave.
Right.
And then once they start to get a little out of hand, that's when you bring the law in. And they just kind of keep it all cool before it gets out of control.
Well, this guy, again, remember, he's at a stress ball packing plant. These balls are supposed to relieve stress. So he's angry.
He caused it.
Punches his boss, then chases him around with a few knives, and gets arrested by the police.
Probably not good for your career aspirations.
I wouldn't have thought it would be very good very good advertising for the stress ball.
Settle down, man. Here, squeeze this for a little bit.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
I'm going to chase you around the stress ball factory with a couple of blades and a knife I found.
All right, so that's the story. DougStephan.com is the source of that story. One of the many stories that you can follow. Put yourself in that position if you've been there and done that. How many of you have actually ever? Nobody's ever taken a shot at you, though, Richie, as the boss there, right?
As the boss. No, not as the boss.
Well, wait a minute. That begs, who's taking a shot at you in another circumstance?
I've had a couple shots taken at me.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, I got a way for you to build yourself up so that you don't have to worry about that.
Bring it on.
We need to get you on to T-Gen with Nitro Boost because it'll get the blood flowing.
Is that what I need?
Get your muscle mass.
Bigger.
You'll be a bigger, stronger, tougher guy, and you won't have to. Those guys can't kick sand in your face anymore.
Oh.
No.
Yeah,
no
I have
sand.
A real problem with that, so please help me out.
Face, yes. Introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost. It has nothing to do with Jennifer Nunn. I call her Jen, but it's not the same kind of Jen. This is T-G-E-N. T-Gen. It's a testosterone aid along with nitric oxide that will really help you experience much greater things. What can you do with your body? Well, whatever you can do now, you'll be able to do more of when you get on to T-Gen with Nitro Boost. I would not recommend this for women. However, even if you're exercising, but it is good. Women like the results of taking this. Let me leave it that way, and you can figure it out amongst yourselves. Call now, 800-631-6443. Ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise your free testosterone level and making sure that the nitric oxide gets your blood system going because it expands all of the capillaries, the arteries, the veins, so more blood gets through. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-631-6443. And if you mention Doug Stephan, you'll get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price. 800-631-6443.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
It doesn't make you immortal.
No,
it doesn't.
Okay, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, so we have Roberta with her story.
No, I think I'm going next, actually.
You're going next.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
all right.
He's going next.
Rich McFadden. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the lovely and talented R.C. McFadden.
So when you were a little kid, both of you, or anybody, did you ever dream about being a professional athlete?
No, never.
Never.
First thing from
I know
my
you
mind.
Didn't. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't.
First thing from
when
my
you
mind.
Were, all right, well, so just think about it. When you're 8 years old, 10 years old, you're playing baseball and you picture yourself in a professional uniform hitting that home run, or maybe a professional tennis player. And that's what happened to Rebecca Marino, a 22-year-old Canadian tennis player who has worked her way up and become the 38th ranked tennis player in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
How old is she?
She's 22. 22.
Oh, now, okay.
She announced yesterday that she's quitting professional tennis. Why?
Why?
Online bullying.
What?
She cannot take the bullying that she's getting on Twitter and Facebook. She has people.
From who?
Just anybody that posts in a tweet that says things like, go die, go Why? Burn in hell, and even scold her when they bet on a tennis match and she is the reason they lose money. And she says, it's just not fun anymore.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
And she says the fans have just, the mean fans have just taken me into a dark place. I'm battling depression because of all of this, and it's just not fun anymore, so I'm going to quit. So, you know, I mean, think about it. We, you know, we all have jobs.
Wow.
Doug, you know, Roberta, we all get just pummeled by people who disagree with us or don't like what we're going to say. It just happens. And, you know, at first it's hard to deal with. But then you just have to go, hey, listen, it's just the way it is, and it's the way it's going to be. But, I mean, you know, if you have people saying mean things or nasty things about you, how do you deal with it? How do you handle it?
And I have a saying, never argue with a fool. People watching may not know who is who.
Yep. Yep.
There's a slogan I was taught by my dear, dear, dear friend John King when I was doing a local radio program in suburban Boston when I was a kid. I would go after the newspaper and their point of view, and they'd go after me on the air and also go after me. The company that I was running at the time had nothing to do with radio. It was a local transportation company, and it's amazing how many times I could find something wrong with what I was doing. If I didn't say anything about Bob Moore, the editor or his point of view, they would never comment, they'd never delve into anything. But as soon as I went on the air and took a shot at him, next day there was something in the paper about a ball tire or an accident.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. So my friend John used to say, don't get into a blanking contest with a snake.
Ah.
Blank begins with a P, not
right.
A P.
Well, I think people got it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You got it, Richie?
Yeah, but I think the bigger issue here is that she probably was dealing with some issues, and this is, I mean, it's a hard thing to take when you're a celebrity and people are bashing you, and it's easy to get pushed
thin-skinned
a little bit deeper into the hole. Yeah, but it's tough if you're thin-skinned, man.
Yeah,
it's really. But you know, hey, listen, this is what teenagers go through. You know, when they're in high school, and this is why some of them kind of just back up into a corner and just, you know, crawl into a corner and don't come out of their shell. It's the online bullying thing is tough.
Yep, it is, well, in lots of different ways, all kinds of ways. We're no stranger to that discussion. All right, so Richie's taking care of his story. I always have a story to tell, but we'll have Roberta up next in the batter's box. At 21 after, this is Good Day.
A American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Jamming.
And I hope you like jamming too. And the rules they know.
Jamming.
We can do this anyhow. I and I will see you through.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Hey, turn that frown upside down.
Hey, man.
Everything will be all right.
Jamming. Jamming. All right, so where are we going, Roberta? You're going down to...
Oh,
you like to go snorkeling. Aren't you going snorkeling?
No, I go scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
I'm going in March, yeah.
No, but we're going to a party, man.
Now we're going to a party, man. Like when you were younger, man, did you, like, you know, do a little bit of the ganja weed? They talk them up a little bit, man. Do you talk to your children about what you did, man, and say, oh, man, you don't do that. You don't do that. I did that very, very bad. Very, very bad. You don't do the ganja weed. Well... A new study has found that that's not a good idea. That even if you did the ganja weed when you were younger, not to tell your kids about it. And some parents go, well, you know, I did that. It wasn't good. I'm just telling you because I've been there, done that. They've found now that it's better if you don't tell your kids because they said if you do, that it actually dilutes the anti-drug message that
you're
trying to
give you did it.
To the kids.
It can't be that bad.
Exactly, because they look and say, hey, Mom, like you turned out okay. Man, you know, I'll do a little bit of the ganja weed, man, because you'll be okay, man.
This is something like a page out of Roberta's scrapbook.
But that's not the case. So they studied over 500 kids, 8th graders, and interesting, mostly of European and Latino descent who are in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And they said they chose to study those ethnic groups because they have the highest rate of alcohol and marijuana use in the 8th grade.
So
there's just a lot of evidence now that don't tell your kids if you did the ganja weed or anything else.
So professionals say that you should lie to your kids.
No, you just don't say it. And if your kids ask you, yeah, you just say, well, you know, I may have tried it once, but I didn't inhale.
Hey, man. You know that twitch that I have?
Hey, man, I didn't inhale, man. I was there, man. I was very, very happy,
bud. Yeah, here's the reality. We're all going to do stupid stuff when we're in our teens and even into our early 20s. And you're going to learn from it. And that if you... You know, my thing was... I felt that my parents had so much trust in me not to do stupid stuff.
Right.
That I didn't.
Yep.
And I don't know why, because I totally could have gotten away with a lot of stuff, but I didn't. And, you know, so now I've taken that and I'm like, okay, how do I instill that kind of trust in my kids?
Exactly, exactly.
So that when they're on their own and I have no idea what they're doing, they do the right thing.
Right.
And, man, that is a complex situation to try and, I don't know how my parents did it. I have no idea how they did it. Just for me to be somewhere totally out of their view and to do the right thing.
All right.
Oh.
Pitchy.
Yeah, man.
Top 10 big voice announcer, please.
Yeah, man.
For the 10 richest U.S. presidents.
Ah.
This was President's Week.
Can I keep the reggae going?
No,
I'm kind of feeling it.
Hey, man.
Number 10.
Yep. Number 10.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a net worth of $1 billion.
Really? Before or after he got shot?
Well, the family. I'm talking about the family, not him. His share of it.
Number 9.
William Jefferson Clinton, estimated to be worth $155 million.
Wow.
Number 8.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, $160 million when he died.
Number 7.
Herbert Hoover, $75 million when he died.
Number 6.
What's relative? Lyndon Johnson, $98 million when he died.
Number 5.
James Madison, $110 million when
he died.
Number
4.
Andrew Jackson, $119 million
when he died.
Number 3. Teddy Roosevelt, $125 million when he died.
Number 2.
Thomas Jefferson, $220 million when he died.
Number 1.
George Washington, $500 million.
Wow.
Whoa.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Sitting there, our toes all muddy. The first kiss was sweeter than honey. Every time that I look back, I say, man, that was a good day.
Time for the year one to visit us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dear Chef Louie. Chef Louie DeAngelis, who's here with us on the Good Day program to help you eat well.
Dear Chef Louie.
A recipe for chicken cacciatore, which we will get to. He eats well, as you can tell by looking at him, and he feels well, and he helps a lot of people to eat well and feel well. You can eat well, feel well, and not necessarily let it go to your head or your hips.
Well, I was just about to ask him, Louie, do you ever get a Dear Chef Louie letter that goes something like this? Dear Chef Louie, I'm a great cook. My husband loves my cooking. Now he's a fat slob, and I want to leave him for somebody better looking.
Like you, Louie.
Yeah.
Oh, that rhymes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. I get bonus points.
Good for you.
But I have never gotten a letter like that.
You've never got a letter like that. Okay.
Yeah. Only from my wife, probably.
All right. So the food news this week, we're here to talk about a little fun, have some food together. Louie's going to give us a recipe for chicken cacciatore in a few moments.
It looks good.
The recalls this week seem to fit into something that happens, we were commenting on this earlier, Louie, all too often. There was some product from Nestle's, it was cheese something or other. It was a lasagna, I don't remember, but there was glass
in it. It was a pasta dish.
One of the Nestle companies. And then Richie just told us this morning about another.
There's a sausage. Smithfield sausage has a recall because they found plastic
in it,
likely from some of the protective gloves that the workers wear.
Okay. So you know how you can avoid this? Let's see if I can get Louie on the same page here. This is very easy to avoid. Don't buy these pre-packaged processed products. Don't buy them.
You know, when I realized this, when the pink slime thing was going on, I went into the butcher at the Costco and asked him, does your ground beef have pink slime in it? And whatever the official name of it was. And he said, let me show you something.
Slime sounds like...
Right, yeah. Separated, you know, meat or whatever it is. So he walks me out to the freezer section, you know, where everybody walks and looks at the meats and picks them up. He says, see these here with the clear cellophane wrap on the top and the styrofoam on the bottom? I said, yes. He goes, I cut and grind those myself. Mm-hmm. Nothing else goes in them. Yeah. See these over here in the nice labeled package where you can't really see the meat through it and it's kind of like in the tube or something? I cannot tell you what's in that. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I always buy the one that is ground fresh at the local store.
Right. Yeah, it's the difference between anything that's packaged that you can't see. You know, just don't buy it if you can't see it.
All right. So I saw a picture this week. It was about as disgusting as anything I've ever seen in my life.
Old girlfriend?
No. Well.
Looking at my website again, Doug?
No. Here's some guy who's got a very, this is somebody who must be a friend of Roberta's. This guy's got such a distorted sense of humor. He has a chicken carcass with the wings tied up to chains and the legs tied up to chains. Posted on his website. Use the rest of your imagination, folks. And
thank you for that.
Keep moving on.
How's that going down with your Wheaties, everybody?
Uh-huh.
He was probably wearing a fur coat at the time he did that.
All right. Is Burger King big in the breakfast business?
Yes.
Are they? In what way? Are they serving regular what kind
just
of...
Just like McDonald's, they have the croissant sandwiches, the biscuit sandwiches.
Going to Burger King or to Wendy's, can I have an egg McMuffin, please? What do they tell you if you ask you...
They don't tell you anything. They give you the sandwich that is competitive.
Really?
The same sandwich that they make, yeah. Huh. They won't say anything back.
So why do we need... I don't understand. I've never understood that. Maybe, Louie, you can help us. On the corners, if it's a four corners... One corner, Burger King. Another corner, McDonald's. Third corner would be Wendy's, probably. And the fourth corner is some local...
Would be a heart surgery inpatient center.
Yeah. Yeah. And upstairs, Dr. Ken's, each one is a cardiac office.
Yeah, right, Dr. Yeah. Ken's cardiology clinic.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so...
Or a MetaFast diet place.
All right, so how is it that people all wonder how much business there is? I suppose I was going down the street. I was at Hollywood. Let me think. Where was I the other night? There was a Carl's Jr. These are the local stores. Carl's Jr., In-N-Out Burger, and a local burger house, and I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Didn't we just hear a report this week that that there's finally a... kind of a flattening off of the trend of obesity in kids.
Yes.
With adults, it's kind of stopped. The obesity trend, it's been going up for, what, 20 years. And it finally has plateaued.
With kids, too much beer.
Yeah, in my case, anyway. Right. With kids, it's actually dropped a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we're finally, you know, after 10 years, everybody saying, ooh, McDonald's bad, ooh, this bad, ooh, this bad. People are eating it responsibly, you know, meaning that they're not living on McDonald's. They're just, okay, I need something quick. I'm stopping at McDonald's.
I think it's simple economics. They just can't afford to keep buying all the snacks that they've been buying because parents especially use reward system. They use food as a reward system with their kids, or they use it to shut them up.
Did that happen? Did you do that with your children, or did you have it when you were a child? Did you get rewarded? I'm now trying to think. Yeah, when I decided, my father says, okay, let's go get an ice cream.
Yeah.
So let's do good things. You know, you're going to go out and get an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Right, that's really fascinating. I've never thought about it quite that way.
I think it's just simple economics right now. People just notice, like down here in Florida, they just closed 33 sweet-based stores because they're underperforming. And these are stores that, you know, were stores at one time, but all the grocery stores are feeling a pinch right now.
So they closed how many stores?
33.
Wow.
Wow, out of
maybe.
Wow.
About 112. Good Lord. And, yeah, talking 4,400 people out of work that they couldn't replace into other stores. These are people that aren't going to go out and buy more snacks, buy more junk food. They're just not going to. It's a belt tightening.
Wow. Well, there's somebody who said to me yesterday they can't afford, and I was going to argue with this person, but he's an older folk. I was thinking when he told me he went to McDonald's, this guy is 89 years old, that all he could do was afford to go to McDonald's. So I'm thinking, all right, how many other? It's kind of like Walmart. You can only go, you can only afford to shop there. How many people can only buy their food? And then I said to him, that's not really true. If you buy, he lives with his daughter. If she were to buy all of the food that you would like to eat and buy it locally, you could fix that meal and it'd be better for you and it wouldn't cost any more than going to buy junk at a fast food store. Right?
Absolutely. You know, take an Egg McMuffin for $1.19, whatever it is. You know, if you your own muff, took an egg that's worth 17 cents, the cheese, and toasted up your muffin, I mean, you're under 50 cents for the whole deal. You know, do it yourself. But you know, what a lot of people do is they figure, I'm only spending $1 a day instead of at the end of the week looking at how much they've spent on it, and they could have bought a whole package of muffins or a dozen eggs or some cheese. You know, it's, when you met out the money a little at a time, I think they feel saving money.
Yeah,
and that's the psychology behind these fast food stores. That's one of their psychology.
Yeah,
as a family-friendly show, Lou, I'm going to have to ask you to refrain from talking about toasting up your muffin.
Yeah. Check with, well, we're going to get this Chicken Catch Story recipe on there. You can check it out in Chef Louis' Recipes, the box that's at the right-hand side of the Doug Steffen homepage. How about some great news for those of you who are trying and who have actually decided to look your best and take whatever action it takes to get your teeth cleaned up? A lot of you are baby boomers. Hardest thing that you have to cope with, other than feeling older, is looking older, and nothing makes you look older than yellow stained teeth. You don't have normal looking teeth. It's a demerit. It's a distraction. It's not good. Very unhelpful. All you have to do with power swabs, swab your teeth for 2 minutes. Your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. I've noticed it. I've worked on it. My teeth are looking a lot better. And I'm not having to use bleaches or having to use sandpaper, toothpaste, none of that stuff. I use power swabs, and you can too. Matter of fact, use this process. Your teeth will be whiter than you can imagine if you do it every day for a week. Wow, what a difference a week will make. Call today and learn how you can save 50% off the retail price. I'll tell you the secret. Just tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you get 50% off power swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-867-4089. Got dirty yellow teeth? Then call this number now. 800-867-4089.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so so much about money.
My grandpa says the only money we're saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I'm glad we got Richie's weekend food on taken care of.
I've got my dinner for Sunday night laid out right here.
All right, let's have Chef Louie give you the overview he has that Richie's going to use for chicken statutory.
Statutory. This is so easy, Louie.
Well, the thing about chicken statutory is, you know, the idea behind it is a one-pot meal. And it's a good, hearty, stew-like dinner. It's great to warm you up in the winter. And in the summer, it's great because it doesn't turn your oven into a space heater for the whole house. So one-pot meals are great. So I've always asked people, what do you think the name chicken cacciatore means? Now, Roberta, I know you already know the answer to this.
What does it mean?
Means hunter.
Well, yeah. It comes from a Latin / Roman vulgar / American. It's a catcher. A guy that catches food.
Right.
Now, before Doug gets visions of Homer Fuss chasing that wascoey chicken, it doesn't mean that they're out hunting chicken, but a hunter's style of cooking is throw everything you got, put it in a pot, and cook it.
Now that I can identify with.
Doug is definitely the hunter style of cook.
Right.
Yeah, this is Doug Cacciatore. Good day.
Can you do tuna cacciatore?
Doug, the idea, the jumping off point for this dish, you can use any protein you want with it. Just change a couple of flavor tones. Like, if you're going to do it with beef, throw red wine in it. If you're going to use it with veal or pork, you know, use red or white wine. Either one works with those. Or you can use it with fish, with a hard-packed fish. And it works as well with a little butter sauce and white wine. And it just makes it so easy. In 45 minutes to an hour, you're done.
So the thing I like about this, Louie, is you basically just brown the chicken, saute the onions and the mushrooms, and then throw in the wine and the broth and 25 to 30 minutes in one pot, and boom, it's ready. Throw it over a little pasta, and you're done.
It's just the way it is, either way. And you can add stuff like, I don't salt my foods, but I'll go to the source and I'll take like green pimentoed olives in there, half a dozen of them. That'll salt it enough. Or you throw black olives in it or anything that's handy that looks like it would work well with the dish. That's the idea behind Hunter's style.
You know, the beauty of this thing that we do each week where you bring in is, you know, everybody's got their wheelhouse of, okay, what am I going to make tonight for dinner? Here's something that's quick and easy and everybody likes. And, you know, every now and then I'll find one of these, you know, that, okay, this is now in my wheelhouse. The scampi was the last one. The kids love the scampi. And it takes me 10, 15 minutes to put together.
Yeah.
And they eat it up, man. So I'm all over it. And I think this one's going to be in my wheelhouse, too.
All right.
You know, my whole deal is to get as few ingredients as possible and make it easy.
There you go.
Good.
So check out Chef Louis' easy recipes on the right-hand side of the homepage behind his picture at DougStephan.com. I want to tip a hat to Laura King. Her three children were acting normally, enjoying dinner at an Italian restaurant in Washington State. Staffers at the restaurant were impressed with her children and their table manners during the dinner, that they thanked her children and gave the family of five a free bowl of ice cream. When these folks got home, she noticed a $4 well-behaved kids discount on her receipt to cover the dessert. I thought that was pretty cool. Right on the, it's so sad that it's the exception rather than the rule, but it is something, I mean.
So that's why I have that $3 upcharge on all of my restaurant bills.
Yeah, that's it, right. Leave your kids at home. All right, Chef Louis, thank you for being here on Good Day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Somewhere?
Want to get away?
Want to get away. Ding, 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 ding. Tom Parsons is here for bestfares.com. Special deals for Doug Stephan listeners. You go to DougStephan.com, click on Tom's picture, and the contributors box goes right to Best Fares with all the deals that Tom will explain, including the bargains that will be available for those of you who'd like to go on a cruise, thanks to the problems the last cruise had. Are there deals to be had? Yeah, I think you might find that there's a lot of help for those of you who want to go on a cruise, because a lot of things went wrong with that last cruise, and it's helping out in terms of saving money. Find out how in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Alrighty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right, let's go on a trip, maybe plan a trip. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. So things have gone wrong with the cruise business since the giant mess, what'd you call it, the floating porta potty?
The world's largest floating porta, let's see, the world's largest floating porta potty, yeah.
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 All right, so what has that done for the cruise business itself in terms of cancellations and then opportunities for people who want to take a cruise?
Well, we do know that ship's not going to leave dry dock for a long time. Do you know how many miles of electrical wiring they had to put in that one in California?
Well, they had to rip apart. They have to tear the ship apart to clean it up.
Yeah,
but the thing that really is incredible is how the fire started. This shows you how badly run or supervised. This was a small little leak in a return line that has really no pressure, leaking onto a hot manifold on the diesel engine. That's what started the fire.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, just to give you curiosity, 100 miles of electrical wiring they had to put back in that ship. That was the one in 2010.
Yeah.
So, I tell you what, I haven't seen one Carnival commercial on TV, but I have seen Royal Caribbean and some other cruise lines. So, usually everybody likes to stay out of sight, out of mind. But we're in the busy cruise season. Usually, the majority of the cruises are booked between January and March, and then the rest of the year, maybe 30% of the cruises are booked. So, this is a big. This is what they call a cruise wave. Yeah. And we're seeing tons of different offers, and again, this is a very fluky thing. The Carnival seems to have the world's record on incidents too, but there's been other cruise lines that had problems too, but nothing like Carnival's been getting the good press on, which they deserve. But you still have to give respect to the crew. They got high marks, and the management got low marks. So,
mm-hmm. Isn't that the way often that it is?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, let me tell you about this. This is always one of our wild and crazy, you call it the Diana Shore special. You remember what that is?
Diana Shore?
Yeah.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Florida, yeah, starting April 1st through May 31st. We looked at Orlando first, okay? And in Orlando, a one-week rental for a full-size car is running between $675 and $695 a week.
Woo!
Okay? But you can pick up a car. We have five or six different promo codes on bestfares.com. They just search Doug or on your page when they do the link. All right? It gets that car down to $20 a day for a full-size car if you drive it out of the state of Florida. Now, you can drive it back home. You can drive it off to Atlanta, maybe pick up a one-way flight there, go to New Orleans, fly back to Dallas, or whatever you want to do, or drive it to and from. But in Washington, D.C., when we priced it, we found airfares as low as $75.
Really?
Each way. That's $300. $140 for the car. That brings it up to $440 for airfare and a car. And at 1,000 miles, we figure it's going to be just under $375 a gallon, just under $200. So you can see the USA. You can go and get a full-size car, and at the end of the day, you'll probably save about $800 to $1,000 for a family of four.
What your destination is. All right, there's the way to save money. Check it out. If you're a traveler, check out bestfares.com to save you dough, courtesy of Tom Parsons. Again, it's bestfares.com here.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products. and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.